Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this awesome prophetic word from Pastor John Kilpatrick that was given just this season.
Just given, yeah.
Yeah, and it talks about your children. Maybe you've been praying for your children. You've been crying out for your children. You've been broken over what's happened with your children, and you're just... Maybe you're going through an area of time, you're just like giving up on what you prayed for with your children. You can't even pray. I don't know. But listen, God heard you the moment you began to pray. Mm. And he's going to talk about specifically in this word how God has heard your prayer and marked your child. Even while they're in the womb, God marked them. You're going to hear from that prophetic word from Pastor John Kilpatrick about your children, your offspring. This is so encouraging. It blessed my heart. You know, I have children and grandchildren. As a matter of fact, do you know how many grandchildren I have?
How many grandchildren do you
have?
Can
you believe I have grandchildren?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What's going on?
I can believe it, yeah.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven. That's a good
four,
number.
4, 5, 6, and one on the way. And one on the way.
Wow.
I'm tired.
Are you tired? Right?
And you want, you know, you just I see, you know, God in my children. I see God in my, you know, in my grandchildren and how God's just touching their lives,
yeah.
and how they're going to be the next generation that carries on. It's just so exciting.
It's a beautiful thing.
And to hear this prophetic word is so encouraging from Pastor John Kilpatrick. You're about to be very encouraged. I want you to grab this word. If it bears witness with you, lock into it. Remember, those who receive a prophet as a prophet get the prophet's reward.
Lord.
In other words, it's not just receiving a person showing up. It's getting that word, that prophetic word coming down to you. And you're about to be definitely encouraged. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I have already marked your seed. They shall not be outside, but they will be inside the ark of my presence. You have become drunk with the cares of this life, and you are troubled in mind and spirit, says the Lord. You are troubled by the things you have come to believe will be beyond your reach, but you must know that I have heard your prayers from the first day you came to me with tears and a trembling heart about your concerns. I have already answered the very thing that you are anxious about. Your seed will touch many. They have been chosen from long ago. They will emerge at the hour of my choosing. These children of yours will be almost unrecognizable to you, because I will anoint them to do exploits. They will know me, and they will accomplish all I have laid my hand on them to do. Not only will they do great things, but they will be in the company of those I am raising up who also will do great things. They will be friends with mighty evangelists. They will be friends with anointed psalmists, as well as highly anointed, influential Christian leaders. And God said your children and your grandchildren will meet together regularly to share amazing stories of breakthrough and answered prayers. And some of their stories, God said, will even exceed your own stories. I have declared this to be so even before you were wed. They will become even greater than you can imagine. They have my name already stamped upon their forehead and shall go in and out of places where others cannot go. As for you, you have fretted and grieved about what kind of footprint you will leave behind. God said, oh, but you cannot yet see what I have in store for you. Your previous footprint cannot compare to what God is going to do. I have already declared your end from your beginning. You are attempting to see in a dark place where my glory has not yet fully arisen upon what I'm going to do with you. You're looking through a glass darkly. My golden light will arise upon you and shall be seen upon you. Just as with Sarah of old, your last trimester is going to produce far greater than you have ever known. The thing that I'm birthing in you, I'm giving you the authority to tend to care for, and to bring to fruition the things that I have promised you, not somebody else. After a short travail, you will attend to what you have been carrying that no one else could see. What you knew as a sketch will all be filled in with bold lines and dramatic color and framed just for this season of your life. What you once despised will be displayed as a complete work of my grace and glory. The things that you had to go through that caused you tears and heartbreak and anguish and even a loss of confidence and at times a loss of faith, God said what you once despised, that season that you had to go through, will now be on display like a piece of art on an easel. And it will be a completed work of my grace and my glory. Your voice will be heard. Your haunting lack of confidence will melt away. I will cause your voice to carry others, and your words will become beams of light for those still struggling, like you once struggled for so long, caught between yesterday and today. Do not attempt to look into my glorious plans, because your eye can't see, and your ear can't yet hear, and it's not yet entered into your mind what I'm going to do. What I have for you has appeared to you as a bucking stallion that you were unable to get on and ride. But when you finally mount the season that I've been preparing for you, you'll find out it wasn't a horse at all that wasn't ready. It was you. You'll mount up with ease, and your latter footprint will be far greater than all the previous misunderstood years. Only those who have been meek will ride with me in that day that I have declared and revealed unto you. This day I have measured you, I have marked you and yours, and I will give you my hidden manna so that you may have the strength for the days ahead. Rejoice! I have not only hidden you in my pavilion, but I have hidden your sons and your daughters, and they shall abide under the shadow of my wings. I, the Lord, am more able to perform what I have promised.
So encouraging. Is that not encouraging?
Powerful.
That's something you want to hear over and over again. We're going to make that available to you. You can get it online. You can go to johnkilpatrick.org. You can listen to it again. You can go to our channel and listen to it again.
Absolutely.
You need to just soak on this word because it's packed.
Listen, the first time I heard this word, I was almost in tears. I mean, I'm sure.
any
such
parent
a now
has,
word. Yes, it's a now
parent.
Word.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was something that came to mind, not only for our own natural children, but also
spiritual
for those
children.
That we're ministering to, the spiritual children.
Right.
It's a huge legacy. The promise was given to Abraham, but it was Jacob
right.
that became Israel, you
right.
know? And so it's one giant lineage of blessing. And
so
God
just
claim awesome.
That word. You want to claim it. And I want to also say this before we go to break, because we come back, we're going to hear about, you know, talk about, you know, Baker, Louisiana. We have people that are believing God for the city of Baker, Louisiana. People believe in God for Mobile, Alabama. And people believe in God for Pensacola, Florida. And I'm sure there's plenty of you out there that are believing God for your city. But we're going to talk about prayer for Pensacola, where they're praying a prayer on the Gulf Coast for the city.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN-KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.